It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
California Wine Country with Dan Berger. Dan is out today, but Tom Simonhoe is in today featuring the fabulous Ferrari Carano Winery. Tom, you know how much I love these folks.
Trust me, I love them too. This was my winery of the year.
That's right.
This year. And we have both female winemakers. We have Sarah Quiter, the executive winemaker. We have Rebecca Dykey, who is the red wine winemaker. And the director of hospitality, Patrick Mukaita. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
Patrick,
on all the great wine.
Thank you.
And also, Mr. Herbst, Barry Herbst, is here, the wine buyer for Bottle Barn. This segment brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofola. Good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
What's new with the whole thing that you guys are doing at Bottle Barn?
Well, mostly a lot of the energy going to the online business, which is really taking off nicely.
Yeah, explain that, Lucy. Yeah.
So the whole store isn't on there. Obviously, it's a little unwieldy to do that. We have 6,000 SKUs, but... SKUs, like separate labels.
Excuse me.
It's, insider industry talk.
Yeah, it's hip underground.
Yeah, inside baseball.
Dan, are you okay? Dan's falling all over
the place. He's making a spectacular appearance. We have about 260 labels over there now that you can buy online, free shipping on 6 bottles. And every week now we're doing a video. Me and Jason, Matt, Ryan, Jordan, we're all kind of chipping in at different times about new wines that we add to the site. And then we're doing special, like these barn burners that are particularly good deals. Limited time offers that are, often half of what wineries are selling them for.
And how do people access all this?
Bottlebarn.com. Just sign up for the email list, and you'll get not a crazy amount of emails, but 2 or 3 a week.
I've talked to people. People are loving what's going on over there, man.
So far, so good. It's working out great. We're enjoying it. Thank you.
Well, Dan Berger just stumbled in. And I mean that literally. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Chair has wheels.
Did you puncture him on?
I know. The chair has wheels, and we're on the hardwood floor, and it happens to me all the time. Tom, explain what we're doing today. Ferrari Carano.
Okay, so
they haven't been in a while.
I know it, and I've loved Ferrari Carano out in Dry Creek, one of the prettiest winery facilities you're ever going to see. And they make some fantastic wines. I was out there this fall, and Sarah and Patrick had me in, and I tasted through the entire portfolio and found the wines to be spectacular. My winery of the year is Ferrari Carano because their Merlot became my Merlot of the year, and because of the whole portfolio and everything they do, including... If you go to the facility, the different tasting rooms, they have an upstairs and a downstairs.
Yeah, right.
The experience is really something.
Great property.
And unbelievable. And I've known Patrick for a long time, and after that day, we picked them as our winery of the year, and I told him, we're going to bring you guys in the wintertime and give you an hour. And it has been a long time since you've been on our show here.
It has. Patrick, talk about the history of Ferrari Carano.
Well, we have to start in Reno, Nevada. Which seems like an odd place to bring up, but that's where Donna Rhonda Carano, who founded the winery, they were born and raised there, second-generation Italian-Americans. Don, after being a lawyer and founding a hotel up in Reno, he and Rhonda came down to Sonoma County in the 70s and were on a wine-buying trip, fell in love with the area, eventually bought a small ranch in Alexander Valley, came with 30 acres of grapes, wanted to know more about viticulture and winemaking. Took a few classes at UC Davis, made a little wine in the barn, and once they decided they wanted another little vineyard, that's when they really saw potential for wine in Sonoma County in our area, and they decided they were going to go ahead and start a little winery. So 1981 is really the beginning of the Ferrari Carano brand, and 85 is when we built the winery. 87 is the year the first Fumé Blanc and Chardonnay came into the marketplace.
Wow. Tom?
Yeah, fantastic. And your original winemaker... Was it George Bursick? Wasn't George the first guy?
George was the original winemaker for about 20 years.
Yeah, and Sarah, you came along not How long have you been
in? Both Rebecca and I worked for George. I started in 1985 or 1995, and 20 years ago. But Rebecca? Left and came back, and we both came back in 2003 and 2004. So it's still been 15 years since we've been there.
Well, too young to be there, then.
I know. I was going to say, wait a minute here. That sounds like something that I would have done. But anyway, the wines are really terrific. And so you're the head winemaker, and Rebecca, you're in charge of the red wine. So you're up on the hill making wines where the Prevail wines are being made.
I thought you were going to say where the eagles fly. Yeah, I'm up there.
The eagle's nest.
So your whole side of things is red and.
Yes, all reds.
But you guys are all kind of a team putting things together?
Yeah, I mean, when I started working at Fiori Crano in 2004, I worked directly with Sarah every single day with the whites for 10 years. So I've been with the reds for 4 years now.
So kind of as you're expanding, how many cases does Fiori Crano make a year?
It's around 400,000 total between all three wineries.
Jeez. Oh, right. So you're Fiori Crano. Lazy Creek.
And Prevail, which is our
And Prevail. Got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
And let me get your histories as well, ladies. How you got into the wine world and became winemakers.
Okay. I was actually cutting fish out at Bodega Bay.
Of course you were.
I was Correct a biologist
time.
Assistant.
Who wasn't?
working for the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission out at Bodega Bay, and the draggers would come and fillet fish, and I would come home crying because I had scales in my hair and I
remember
smelled like
last time you were in, you talked about this and I had scales in my hair.
Yes, I hated it and I didn't know what I was going to do. And so I ended up quitting, opened the newspaper and fell in love because I saw wineries offering jobs and Fiori Crano was hiring for a lab technician. And I walked in, George hired me. And all I can smell was peaches and apples and citrus and no
Much
fish.
Much better than fish. No fish smell.
And wine is biology. Wine is yeast converting sugar to alcohol. And
did you go to UC Davis?
I ended up leaving, and I left Fiori Crano, went and worked at Jordan. That's when I hired Rebecca at Jordan Winery years ago. And then I left Jordan, went to Davis, got a degree. And then I came back to Fiori Crano, and then she came over.
I remember the fish scales in their hair.
And that's why they make Fumé Blanc, right? Because it goes so well with fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the whole idea. It's always a tie-in. Yeah.
And your history, my friend?
So I was living in Humboldt County, not anywhere near vineyards. And I was wanting as my goal to be an optometrist. I was working in an optometry office and it was very routine. I guess I was getting kind of bored already, and I haven't even went to school yet.
But you didn't have fish scales in your
hair.
I
know fish scales. It wasn't that bad, but I was just kind of like, I thought I might be a little bit bored doing that after a while. So I looked in the Press Democrat, because we got that up in Humboldt County, and I saw all these jobs where they were hiring to work at wineries for interns. I'm like, I didn't even know anything about wine, but some reason they hired me because it was in a lab, and so I do have a degree in cellular molecular biology, so I kind of understand the science.
Oh, just happened to have a degree in cellular molecular biology.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
So I'm thinking I understand the science, and I remember when I was in the interview, I'm like, I don't really – I don't drink wine that much. And Sarah said, we'll change that.
And I'm sure she did.
Yes, she did.
Yes. Wow. Dan Berger, your thoughts on Fiori Crano?
I moved here in 86, and I got to know Marie Gewurz, who was working in the offices. She was a bright lady who worked at Fiori Crano. She sort of clued me into all of this. And then as a judge at a wine competition in Reno about 2 years later, I think it was 88, I met Don Carano and Rhonda, and it was just a sort of love at first sight. So by the time I got back to Santa Rosa, I started looking for Carano wines, and there is the second label, Carano. It doesn't exist, and that's anymore, of course. You're not doing that label anymore.
No.
1985?
Yeah, it was in the cellar.
Wow.
So we still had one bottle left. This was pretty good. I bought a case of it. So that was the 85 vintage. It was really a really good wine. And then as time went by, they added a lot of different wines to the portfolio, but the latest wines, including the Merlot that Tom talked about, has been really a revelation. The source of fruit has obviously improved and gotten to be more electric, if you want to use that term. And then the other thing was that the winemaking just got to be better and better and better. And it was really wonderful to know Don and Rhonda during that period, that earlier period. I guess they didn't spend as much time on the property in the last several years, I guess, because I hadn't seen them until I heard about Don's passing about, what was it, 3 years ago or so?
Just a little over a year.
About a year ago, mm-hmm. Yeah. But very sad. I missed the opportunity to reconnect with them. They're great people, wonderful folks, and especially you've seen the property up there. It's the most gorgeous property I have ever seen at a winery. Enough flowers to fill a few baskets.
A few.
Yeah, and Patrick, I want to have you talk about all that in just a moment. But Tom?
Shall we talk about the Fumé Blanc?
Please do.
So this Fumé Blanc is rather special. It's the 2017 that won the sweepstakes white wine at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair this past fall.
I voted for it. I let them know at the winery. I want credit.
All right. There we go. You can pick them, Barry.
I was one of 27.
That's all right. Hey, it's a terrific Fumé Blanc. This is one of kind of your, would you call this your flagship white?
Yeah, definitely. I have people tell me it's their, 7 a.m. cleaning wine.
That's a good one.
I've had people call me it's in their pyramid and their dietary.
Okay, they're not, let me just explain. They're not using the wine to clean.
No.
They're using the wine to drink so they can clean.
They clean the fish, they cook the fish, and they enjoy it with the homemade wine. And this is a terrific, terrific wine. It's screw capped.
You know what's amazing about this wine is this was in the heat waves of 2017, and it was a wine that we got that 117 degree weather, I picked as fast as we could, as quick as we could, because it was like we've made this wine in 2 weeks, and it was like so much fruit coming in, and we were scrambling, but we had to get the fruit off because we open up the canopies and try to get the sunlight into the fruiting zone, and with all that heat, it was just like turning to raisins. So we
had
to
imagine,
fast as we could. And so in the end, when it all settled down, I'm like, it turned out great. And I was super happy with the wine. But it was one of the more challenging wines making the Fumé in such a short amount of time.
Dan, your thoughts on this Fumé?
This is a classic sort of Western Sonoma County style. It does have, I'm guessing, some Russian River fruit in it because it does have a little bit of that herbal note, which is really so attractive when it is paired with the tropical fruit that you can get out of that area. But there's also some other areas represented here, obviously, because there's a lot of things going on here.
Yeah.
The sort of the dry hay component, which is really not very evident in many Sauvignon Blancs or Fumé Blancs. And here there's a trace of it, which may come from Alexander Valley, which is a wonderful area for that. So
we do. We have Alexander Valley, Russian River, and Dry Creek. We also have some in Lake County and Mendocino County is where all our fruit sourcing is. But I think we also do barrel fermentation on a third of the wine, and two-thirds of the wine is stainless steel. So you do get a little creaminess in vanilla tones.
I got that.
That creaminess is really,
yeah.
I mean, the mouthfeel is beautiful. And it's kind of just the right, that like the hint of herbs in the nose and a little grapefruit. Mm-hmm. You know, It's not to one side or the other. It's kind of like perfectly balanced right in between.
Yeah, there's something here for everybody. Like the herbal, some people really like that herbal component Dan was talking about. Some like some roundness. Some like really forward fruit. This has got all that little hints of oak, just a hint. And, you know, this way, everybody who has their particular likes and dislikes in Sauvignon Blanc would be happy with this
and
wine.
Then the creaminess on top of that, too. It's, you could just use it as a sipping wine.
I love the creaminess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's even part a Chardonnay drinker would love it.
Yeah, it's part of that barrel fermentation, I guess,
that
right?
Softer, rounder.
Do you stir the leaves?
We do. We have it in barrel for just 3 months, and we stir it once a week for the, you know, from harvest to bottling.
Wow.
Just trying to get the yeast to open up, get the glycerol, fatty acids, and everything out.
Yep.
And
wow. All right.
What's the list price on that?
It's 14.
It's only $14. Hello.
Oh, that's a steal.
And don't even go to where Bottle Barn.
We're already in trouble with the winery. I don't know if I want to say.
But you have, obviously, at Bottle Barn, Barry Herbst, the wine buyer at Bottle Barn, you have pretty much all the Ferrari Carano.
Yeah, I think everything except the last wine, which I'm not, the label's not looking for. Yeah, I think I got that as a Christmas gift, but we don't sell it.
That's the
All right, prevail. It is California Wine Country, and I'm going to ask you to pronounce your name.
Quiter.
Quiter. Rebecca.
Dyke.
And Patrick.
Mukaida.
Okay.
They got it right.
They got it right, yeah. I mispronounce everyone's name all the time. California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofala. Our guest today with Dan Berger is Tom Simino, who has brought in the folks from Ferrari Carano Winery. And, of course, Barry Herbst is here, the wine buyer at Bottle Barn. I don't know what else to say other than Ferrari Carano, as I mentioned earlier, has been iconic for many years.
I want to call them the greatest hits right here. We've got the three greatest, Sarah Quiter, Rebecca Dyke, and Patrick Mukaida from Ferrari Carano. I mean, unbelievable wines that they're making. And we just tasted a bottle that Dan brought in of Carano before they even called it Ferrari Carano,
right.
A 1985. And it's still got life. It's beautiful.
Tell us about this, Dan. You brought this out of your cellar.
Yeah, this was a wine that had been released sort of as a kind of a second label, almost, you might say. And sometime in 87 or 88, I guess it was, I had moved here just earlier than that and saw this on a shelf, tasted one bottle, and went back and bought a case. So we're down to this last bottle here, and it's really very nice. It's got loads of fruit.
1985,
so it's 32 years old, and it's held up beautifully because the cork they used was really high-quality cork. I mean, look at that thing. It's got like a tiny stain at one end, and the rest
of it's white. No leaking there.
But what I really liked about it when I first got it was that it was just so fruity and so delightful. And it was so reasonably priced. I mean, it was under $10 at the time.
Jeez.
So, you know, it was easy to justify a case purchase. We drank so much of this. And I actually served it for my classes at the junior college because people said, "You got any older Cabernets?" And I said, "Well, this is one of the best, so we're going to do that." Also served a 90 Simi. I have two bottles of that left if you want it. Or a 90? Yeah.
Tom, your thoughts on this wine?
Older wines are wonderful. I call it has a nose of kind of like the back door of the winery, kind of almost that little, kind of that, almost
that
a wet
wood. That
doesn't
sound that enticing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, you know, lead pencil in a Bordeaux. But it has the fruit. When you look at it, I thought, oh, boy, that's getting to show its age and color. But, boy, in the mouth, it has richness and still has life. It, you know, it's long in the tooth, but it should be 32 years old.
Yeah, no, I bet you the Chardonnay was more money at the time because that was really what was driving the train back then.
That's right.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it was allocated. I remember begging wholesalers, you know, can you give me a little more?
Couldn't get the Chardonnay.
Yeah, it was really hard to get. And then finally production.
Well, Sarah, talk about that as executive winemaker at Ferrari Carano. Talk about some you guys have expanded over the years, obviously. So you're making – what kind of wines are you making and how many? And
so originally, the Chardonnay that we're going to be tasting next is our Sonoma County Chardonnay, and it actually has the original ranch where Don and Rhonda purchased the property. It's called the Home Ranch. And since that time, they've purchased ranches all through Sonoma County, Dry Creek Valley, Alexander Valley, Russian River. And we are up to 21 different ranches, all certified sustainable through Sonoma County, and I think we have grown through the years with Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay mainly, and we have some amazing ranches that have our red wines. We have two main mountains that we grow most of our red wines on.
And this is the 16 Sonoma County, and this just won some big award, right, Patrick?
This was best of class in its price range at San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition
this last month.
Just got announced,
right? So that. That's this one, Jackson, and I told Rebecca that actually it was Sarah. I was telling her, it might have been Patrick. I'm getting old. Anyway, that you are a Chardonnay buff, and that we had to bring a Chardonnay, and it was Sarah that chose this one. For
2016
you,
Ferrari Carano Chard.
If they had given me that panel, I would have voted for this one.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
I was stuck with Petit Sirah.
California Wine Country with Dan Berger, and today, of course, Tom Simino is back with the fabulous Ferrari Carano Vineyards and Winery, and Barry Herbst, wine buyer at Bottle Barn. It is brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofala. Reintroduce, after the break, Tom, our guests here.
So from Ferrari Carano, we have the executive winemaker, Sarah Quiter, the red wine winemaker, Rebecca Dyke, and the director of hospitality, Patrick Mukaida. Again, welcome.
Thank you.
For the second half hour. And we've gone through the Fumé Blanc, We've gone through the 85 Corano that Dan brought. And then we did the Sonoma County Chardonnay, which is really terrific. 2016 Chardonnay blended with how many different lots?
21.
21 different lots. That's
it's 16 different. So I'll take a vineyard and I'll break it up into different yeast and different barrels. And so over 60
Please get back on that mic. Thank you.
Sorry. There's over 60 different lots. So I take a different clone and then I split it up to different yeast and different barrel types. And so there's all these different lots. So what I'm trying to do is get complexity in the wine.
So it takes like 15, 20 minutes to blend all that together after
just 60 different. Maybe five.
It's a tremendous Chardonnay. Jackson, you like it?
I like it.
All right. That is terrific. And the bottle price list, Patrick?
$23
Oh, I would gladly pay $23
And bottle.
I don't have to now because
I don't think I'm in trouble on that one too badly. I think we're around 18 or 19
There we go. But you can get it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But a trip to Ferrari Corano is highly recommended.
Yeah, and Patrick, talk about that. By the way, it's FerrariCorano.com. Again, iconic vineyards and winery. Here in our area, Patrick, talk about the tasting room and the beautiful flowers and everything that goes on over there.
Well, we'd love to have everybody come out and see us. It's a nice drive out Dry Creek Valley. So come up to Healdsburg, take the Dry Creek Road exit, go left 9 miles. Don't follow your GPS. It'll take you to the wrong place. Just go 9 miles out Dry Creek Road until you get to our driveway.
Oh, you want to go to Arby's.
No, I want to go to Ferrari Corano.
Exactly.
But we're open almost every day of the year, closed just a couple of the really big holidays. Our gardens are open to the public. There's no charge to visit. We do a tour daily at 10 o'clock by appointment. No charge for that. I mean, how many free things are there still left in life?
And it's beautiful out there.
It's
Talk
gorgeous.
About that.
We have, right now, there's still flowers blooming in the garden at this moment. There's not one day during the year that we don't have something blooming. But the tulips are starting to come up, which are a big draw. So we'll have thousands of tulips blooming probably in March.
So beautiful.
You can find out when to come by calling our tulip hotline.
Nice.
You have a tulip hotline?
I think we're the only winery that has a tulip hotline.
That's awesome.
So we'll tell you what's going on with the tulips, but also what else happens to be blooming and is coming into bloom. And the gardens are gorgeous. Rhonda Corano designed how they're laid out. Rose gardens, waterfalls, cork trees.
The cork trees are pretty amazing. You've got so many different varieties of trees out there. It's amazing to me. You walk up and back and forth, and you can't believe how many different types of
trees they're marked.
Got there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. Yeah.
We don't have everything marked, but there's over 2,000 different kinds of plants on the property.
When we were landscaping, Brenda and I, we were landscaping at the house. We walked around there with our camera.
It's a great
taking
idea.
Taking pictures,
source,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why worry about, you know, catalogs when you can go to Ferrari Corano, get a glass of wine, and walk around and pick your landscape.
Wow. How many full-time gardeners on staff?
There's seven or eight of them. And we have our own greenhouses as well where they start all the annuals.
I need to get that set up.
Patrick. And Villa Fiore is something. Tell us about Villa Fiore.
Villa Fiore houses our tasting rooms. And it looks like a big house, but nobody lives there. Mm-hmm. So we do have two tasting rooms that are open to the public. And one has a wide variety of wines, things from Pinot Grigio, our Fumé Blanc Chardonnay, several different reds you can taste in there. Those are the wines that are most widely distributed. You can visit downstairs, our Enoteca, and that has smaller production wines and some winery-only bottlings. But they're both open to the public. You can choose to taste in one or the other or both.
Yeah, and they're fantastic. And speaking of fantastic, we just poured, everyone, the 2016 Anderson Valley Ferrari Corano Pinot Noir. And, Sarah, why don't you tell us – actually, Rebecca, do you want to talk about it? Because you're the red wine expert here, right?
There you go.
Well, I have to say that this wine is made by our third female winemaker, Christy Ackerman, out at Lazy Creek Winery. So I didn't get hands-on making of this wine, but
– So you have three women winemakers.
Yes, we do.
And it's owned by Rhonda. So it's all
you
women all the
that.
Time over there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep, a lot of females have me. But I – love this wine. It's fantastic. Pinot Noir. And it comes from three different vineyards out in Anderson Valley. I'm always in Alexander Valley, so switch to Anderson Valley. So there's a vineyard at Lazy Creek Winery that it sourced the fruits sourced from, and then two other sites that are up at higher elevation.
One is Sky High.
Sky High. Is that 1,600 feet elevation?
And it's called Sky High because it used to be...
They used to cultivate marijuana at this property.
Sure. Yeah, right. Welcome back to cannabis.
And you do have a Sky High Pinot as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we do a single vineyard bottling from that ranch, and then... You know, what's left.
Confused with cannabis or no?
For the people who, you know, like to just cozy up to a
it's
little.
It's not there anymore.
Ease up. Ease up.
No, it's a gorgeous piece of property, though. Lots of conifer trees all around. It's up at high elevation. Gets probably some nice fog up there.
So wherever people are growing Pinot Noir, you can also grow other things.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, all right, I'm done. Imagine it has it. Couldn't resist.
Don't push it. We've already done cannabis for
all right, today. So, and isn't this a terrific one? Dan, what are you thinking of this? Cherries?
Yeah, lots of cherries, but some dark fruit as well, and a substantial amount of tannin, which you typically don't see very much of in Anderson Valley. This Anderson Valley appellation on this label doesn't tell you how well it will age. And I started doing a test about a year ago, and I found that about 10 years is the most you ever want to age Pinot Noir. This one will certainly go 10. This is easily 10 because it's got so much wonderful acidity in it, and the fruit is really fairly intense. I think the most impressive thing about Anderson Valley right now is everything that's coming out of there, almost everybody's making a very high-quality Pinot Noir. You're not seeing anything of mediocrity from Anderson Valley in the Pinot Noir area.
Yeah, they really have got their act together up there over the last few years. Really something.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nice job, guys.
Thank you.
Now we're moving to my wine of the year.
Right.
The reason that we chose Ferrari Carano, I chose Ferrari Carano as my winery of the year, was this Merlot that just absolutely blew my mind. And Dan, you were talking about this when we did the Wines of the Year show.
Oh, yeah.
How terrific this is. You made this, right?
Yes.
Rebecca? So now you can talk about the wine you made.
Sarah helped with it, too. So it wasn't just me. It was a teamwork. 2015, we were talking about it earlier off the show, but was a year of low yields. So this was great making. This is probably my favorite Merlot when we were making it because you could tell like the intensity of the fruit was there and the weather was great. We got a lot of heat and able to ripen up the fruit and get some really nice jammy flavors going on for Merlot. And the tannins are nice. There's structure there. We are sourcing fruit from a few different vineyards, a few different appellations. So there is some where you get the kind of blueberry flavors from Russian River, our Russian River ranch where the Merlot is growing. And then we also have vineyard in Dry Creek that gets, you know, more of on the cherry pie kind of side. And then go up in the hills, you get some more structure from Merlot growing in a couple ranches up at elevation.
I'm getting cherries here.
Yeah, it's nice.
Dan, your thoughts?
Well, I had a little bit. When we tasted this about a week or what was it? About
three weeks ago
or so. The one thing that came out of the wine, especially after it sat in a glass for half an hour, was you're starting to get a little bit of that black tea and the black olive component, which are part of the natural development of Merlot in the ground. And the problem is that so often we get Merlots that don't smell or taste like Merlot. This is Merlot. This tastes like it.
You guys have been doing this all along, right? The sideways movie never you sallied forth despite all the bad press from that.
Yes.
See, I tell customers go with the guys that have been doing it all along because they're committed.
Well, we have a source, our own vineyards. So this actually is a state grown.
You could put a state on it because it's all your fruit.
Yeah, we could technically, but we do have the different appellations. So
you can't because it's not where the winery is. Yep,
right,
got it. So I think this is not only one of the best Merlots I've had, but the price, $21.
Mm-hmm.
What do you sell it at?
I would guess 17, 18 range.
I mean, you can't touch a Merlot with this kind of quality.
And the impressive thing about this wine is that it really opens up with some time.
Some time, yeah.
Just give it a little shot of decantering, and
yeah,
you're done.
Yeah, and there you go.
When, by the way, decantering, when are you going to... You've been saying for months you're going to bring me a decanter. Oh, that's it?
That's the mini.
That's a mini.
I'll bring you a full size.
Okay.
This is just, I brought that in.
Well, thank you. Because he's always talking about if you can't lay it down, decant it.
Yes.
And I got a Flintstone juice glass. That would have to be my decanter.
If it's big and it's glass, that'll work.
No.
I've actually got one in the car I'm going to bring you. I feel sad now that you
told
me that.
Thank you. Dan's been threatening to do this for months, and he still hasn't.
Decanter herbs.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
bring
so
one.
So should we move to the Tresor? We got two more wines we'd love to talk about.
Well, don't look at me.
I love that
tell
name,
tell us about
the
Tresor.
Tresor?
Oh, it's Tresor.
Yeah. Okay.
That's kind of like how I had to like to talk about it. So this wine has all five Bordeaux varieties in it. That is the standard of how we make the wine. It's mostly Cab, and then, you know, little bits of the Petit Verdot, Malbec, Cab Franc, and Merlot. We're just talking about, yeah. So what we get to do is go around to all these different ranches and pick out our favorite little blocks to blend in. So I would
why is it called
like treasures?
Oh,
yeah,
right, treasure. Right.
I don't know if that was, you know.
And the painting,
intent,
the painting must have some significance, correct?
Well, the painting,
yeah,
on the label is
the
beautiful.
Label.
Yeah, it's a great label.
And it's embossed.
Yes.
Yes.
So
yeah, the glass.
Patrick, you want to give us a little skinny on that?
You can spot this bottle from across the room. You know which wine it is when you see it on a table or on a shelf. And the painting is owned by the winery. It was done by an artist named Marco Sassone, and the title of the painting is Tramonto. And you can't see it here on the radio, but it's a very fiery sunset.
Yes, they can. Watch this.
There it is. Yeah.
I put it up to the microphone.
Closely, folks.
Yeah. If you look at your radio. Look at your radio.
Yes, exactly. But the painting is gorgeous.
Yes, it's a very dramatic sunset.
Hell yeah. That is
yeah,
so cool.
Laguna Beach. I've been told that it's like the Laguna Beach Hotel is in there, and Marco Sassone actually lived in Laguna Beach for some period of time.
Wow. And so, and Barry, you got this?
Yeah, I actually just placed an order on my phone right now.
There you go.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
You can get it at Bottle Bar.
Modern and it's
so helpful. Now in this wine. Now, is this did this not have Sangiovese in it at one point? No, this was all Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always been Bordeaux.
That's the whole idea behind it, yeah.
Got it. And the pricing?
This is not released yet. It will be coming out shortly, and it should be right around the $47 to $50.
Now, that's a heroic decision not to release.
This is 2014.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it? If you go to the fourth year before you release, you're following the old tradition of the Napa Valley back in the 70s and 80s. They didn't release to 4 years. Now we're starting to see wines released at two. I mean, to me, it's not
way
even
too
wine,
young.
You know?
Way too young.
Yeah. This is the
but, you know, the
be.
Problem is that the market is driving that. And you have to applaud a winery like Ferrari Carano for saying, you know what, we're going to hold them back.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing better than time in the bottle. And you can taste this. This is going to get even better.
So your price reflects the time you've put in to the aging that the consumer doesn't have to. If I bought a wine at two for that price at 2 years, I'd be sitting there waiting three more years anyway.
Yes.
So your price is really fair.
So we're doing the aging for you.
Right.
Yeah. Let's face it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not everybody's lay it down Dan.
Dan, lay it down further. Yeah.
Now, let me just say one thing. Can't you get the 13 still at the winery?
Yes.
So if people get out there, they can still buy it another year older.
Yes.
The
13
was a very good year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's probably what we'll have on the 14.
Within the next month.
Yeah. But you can still get the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. It is California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottled Barn. Barry Herbst, the wine buyer at Bottled Barn, is with us. It's also brought to you by Della Tofola. For more than 60 years, Della Tofola has been making equipment and more for the wine, beer, and beverage industries. They do it worldwide. Everything from crushers to conveyors and pumps to presses, including filters, fillers, and complete packaging solutions. And where would this radio show be without crushers, conveyors, pumps, presses, fillers, and I don't know. They make it easy to get your grapes from vineyard to bottle. Delatofala.us, right here in Santa Rosa. A listener has called in with a question. Will Ferrari Carano ever bring back Bella Luce?
All right. Everybody's laughing here, so let us in on the joke.
Bella Luce? I don't know.
But was a white blend that we made a few years back, and it had Muscat Canelli, it had Chardonnay, it had Sauvignon Blanc, it had Viognier, it had Gorge Demeanor, and Semillon.
Wow, that's a hell of a blend.
Fun blend, and people loved it. We still get asked for it to this day.
So is it coming back at all?
No, because that was a decision by Don Carano not to make that wine anymore. We should probably do a small amount in the tasting room, and we probably should, but we big fan.
So reiterate what was in this again.
So Muscat Canelli, stainless steel fermented Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc. I did the Sauvignon Musquet, so it was a very floral blend. Yeah. Wow. Semillon, Gewurztraminer, Demeanor, Riesling.
Muscat Giant. Every floral Muscat variety.
Yeah. So it was very floral, yeah. Nice acidity. Yeah.
And was it dry? Was it dry?
It was off dry.
Off dry.
But it
sweet.
Was. I had a lot of acidity and brightness to it, so it didn't seem cloying. I know that there's a lot of floral wines out there that are cloying, but I definitely focused on that acidity of the wine to soften that.
And you had 14,000 barrels and things of that to make the final blend. Right. That must have been
a
nightmare.
Fun. I loved blending that wine because it was like a little bit of that. No, that's too much. And those days of like blending Tresor, blending, those are fun wines to sit down and do.
But it ain't coming back, apparently.
Sorry.
We're wrapping up today's edition of California Wine Country with Dan Berger and Tom Simino. Has brought in our friends from Ferrari Carano Vineyards and Winery, FerrariCarano.com. Their winery is spectacular. All the flowers and the tulips, and you can tiptoe through the tulips, I guess?
No, actually.
Only if you're tiny.
Kind of got to stick to the path.
So we have one final wine to talk about in a few minutes to talk about it. And it's Prevail.
Yeah, make it quick there.
So. It's Prevail, which is your third winery, right? And this is a Cabernet Sauvignon-based wine called Back 40?
It's 100% Cabernet.
Oh, it's 100%
Cabernet. Cabernet Sauvignon, and if you're wondering why Back 40, it's because this vineyard is located up where the winery is. It's at 1,100 feet elevation, and it's the Back 40 acres of the vineyard.
And this is located above the River Rock Casino for people who kind of know where that is, right?
Yeah.
Way up on the hill.
It is.
And that winery is not open to the public, right?
No, it's not open to the public, and you're looking at the hillside, you're seeing a whole bunch of kind of red dirt maybe there. You go up to the top, there's like this bowl at the top, like a little valley at the top of the hill, and the soil there is very different. It's a rhyolite, so it's a volcanic type of ashy soil, so it's kind of white in color, and so a completely different soil up there, and we get very smaller yields and small berries. And very concentrated different flavors up there. So it's a very special wine coming off that.
This wine is absolutely killer. I think this is unbelievable.
And it's not all 40 acres. We just pick our favorite
really
little blocks
there.
Like two blocks that we select out of it.
How much wine of this do you make?
It's like 500 cases.
And it cost is?
90.
90?
Yeah.
This
90.
Is terrific.
Mike, write
wine.
A check, would you? Dan, thoughts?
It's big and chewy. It's very, very young. It needs about 4 to 5 more years before it ever reaches any sort of drinkability peak. But the nice part is that the fruit is really there. It's really got loads of fruit. It will come around.
It's a 14, too.
It just needs a lot
too.
Of time.
Yeah.
It's just really powerful wine.
After the 4 or 5 years, I think it would go another 15.
Oh,
no
after
problem.
That, you, it's, you know.
Oh, good. Barry, lay it down, Hurst.
Yeah. Following in Dan's footsteps.
Put that in a decanter. Perry decanter.
There you go.
Come on.
You got a decanter for me?
Yeah, I'm got it in the car.
Okay, thank
You'll
you.
You'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I can get these last names right. Sarah Quitter?
I'm not a quitter.
She's a quieter.
I'm quieter. Not a quitter.
I'm sorry.
I'm a quitter.
She's a quitter.
Rebecca Dykey?
Yes.
I got that one right. And Patrick Mukeda.
Pretty good.
I'll
take it.
1.5.
I'm so bad with names, as Mike.
How about me? You got my name there, right?
Yeah. Tim Simonano.
Tom Patriots Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Simino. I had to.
I'm rooting against
them. And I think
the
Red Sox won the World Series, too.
Yeah, you heard that? That's too much.
Oh, come on, man.
You New England people are pissing me off.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, all right. And Barry Herbst. Barry Herbst, the wine buyer from Bottle Barn. It is California wine country. Check out the podcast at calwinecountry.com or wherever fine podcasts are offered.